coming to you live from the fire in your belly. DJ Dan. You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
And I'm here talking to Russ.
Russell?
Yeah, Russell Andrews, who...
Who's here to tell you that we are in a lot of trouble, and most of us don't realize it.
Russell?
We have an ecosystem on the brink of
collapse. I'm trying to be polite here. Russell, tell us, what is your job?
Okay, I've already explained. I'm a mathematical forecaster, and...
Now, hold it right there. Just hold. My listeners here are mathematical forecaster, and already they're disconnected. Now, Russ, tell me, what does a mathematical forecaster do?
Okay, basically, I use algorithms to forecast systematic...
You use math to predict the future, but Russ, nobody can predict the future.
Not true.
I repeat, nobody. I don't care who you are, what you do, who you pray to, what kind of computer power you're packing, what kind of degrees you're holding, what kind of tarot cards and star charts and tea leaves and coffee grounds and pig's blood and moon runes. You never, ever predict what is coming out of my mouth right now. Give it a shot. Come on. Try. Six backward church dummies, you know, Madagascar. Huh?
So what?
So I just proved my point.
Look, DJ Dan, if what I'm saying is so far off the mark, tell me. Why would the UN hire Enzo Valenzetti in 1963 to apply the laws of statistical probability to predict the future of mankind? Enzo Valenzetti. He was the greatest mind in mathematical history.
Then how come I ain't heard of him?
Because he died before his prime. He was piloting a plane from Naples to Paris, and it just disappeared. He was killed. Killed, DJ Dan, to hide the truth.
And what truth might that be?
Okay. After the Cuban Missile Crisis, the UN decided to apply my field to the problems of humanity. They hired this Princeton grad student, Valenzetti, to come up with an equation that would help look into the future.
All right, Rusty. What did this equation say?
Well, nobody knows. Yeah, it was an oral presentation to the UN, and the whole thing's been suppressed. And he developed it on his own in seclusion.
Then how do you know this Valenzetti equation even exists?
Because a book was written about it. I've been trying to get my hands on it for years, but it's out of print. And somebody just bought the original publisher.
Yeah, sounds like a real conspiracy theory, Rusty. And who, pray tell, bought the publishing company?
The Hanso Foundation.
Shut down! Very clever, Russ, very clever. But I've seen enough parlor tricks in my day to know when I'm being had. Next caller.
Maybe you shouldn't be so quick to shut down your callers, DJ Dan.
Ooh, a feisty one. You sounded way too hot to be one of my conspiracy spies. Who am I talking to here?
Here's what I know. Remember your Vic Institute show?
Mm-hmm.
Mental hospital run by the Hanso Foundation, full of number-crunching savants in a mysterious third basement?
Yeah.
I know for a fact it's full of mathematicians. And those savants, they're running an equation over and over. It's just like what you said. Middleburg doesn't want a data trail.
So what? So you think they're running this Valentiki equation?
Guess you are as smart as you look.
If I wasn't married, I'd take you to the Puerto Rican beach where I grew up and marry you on the spot.
Too bad you're married.
Pues, quizá me puedes coger la corriente y decirme lo que tienes puesto, por favor.
You want to know what I'm wearing?
Ooh.
Something cute. Too bad the Hanso Foundation wants me dead. You'll never get to see.
Wait a minute. Who is this really?
Persephone.
Persephone? Tanya, quick! Trace the call. Trace the call right now. Trace it. Come on.
Trace it?
With my
pencil?
Just... DJ Dan, more in love than ever before.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.